Dr. Shauli Minkowitz is a urologist based in Sandton. He's the former director of a prostate cancer service at Chris Hani Baragwanath Academic Hospital. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I am good, thank you. This form of prostate cancer, is it rare? Is it common?
Yeah, it's, again, the news came as a bit of a shock, especially with Joe Biden's illness with dementia and Alzheimer's, and then this revelation. And yeah, our hearts are, you know, like you said, love him or hate him, his health is always a concern. The it's quite rare, to be honest, to have someone diagnosed with de novo metastatic disease, which is that, you know, they walk in and before you know it, you're saying that this is cancer. Not only is it aggressive, but it's actually already spread outside the prostate, especially in a setting like the U.S. where someone like Joe Biden would have been monitored very, very closely throughout, you know, his presidency, being a high-profile figure. In South Africa, unfortunately, because of a lack of just general education and poor access to healthcare, we have a lot of cases like this where someone comes with pain in the bones and unfortunately it's you diagnose cancer that's spread. But in the U.S. it's quite surprising. And
and especially a former president. I mean, I would have imagined they were, I mean, he goes everywhere with a physician. I would imagine that his health is being monitored all the time, surely.
Sure. And prostate cancer is not a rapidly growing cancer. Many people live with prostate cancer for years and years, and it does cause symptoms. It can cause, you know, the need for surgery or medication. But many people his age in the 80s are living with prostate cancer, and by and large, it's a treatable disease. So it's likely more has to do with, you know, not wanting to reveal it during a campaign. That's probably the political spin on it. But now it is a stage four, which is aggressive, unfortunately. The less common type of presentation, but again, it's definitely an aggressive cancer that they've diagnosed based on the Gleason, which is a score of aggressiveness.
So had they, let's assume that the speculation is right, that they had known about this prior, had they opted for treatment, which obviously would have impacted on his political career potentially, would he have a much greater chance, even given the fact that it's that aggressive?
It's hard to say. You can have aggressive cancers that are, when you find them, they already aggressive, but to have it spread to the bone means that there was sort of either a lapse in decision to treat or a lapse in, you know, screening, which both are hard to imagine. In most patients, if they have regular screening, which again, that's probably the message for the public, is that there is a really good screening test, which is called a PSA. And it's not great because every person who has an elevated PSA does not end up with cancer. Often there's other things happening, but it's a good enough test to get you into the urologist's office to have them check your prostate and figure out if it's enlarging because of age and just growing in size or if there's a cancer. But most men will have a cancer that actually we struggle not so much with treatment options, but with, do we even need to treat? Some prostate cancers are of such low grade and they're found later in life that we opt to just watch them. And that's the general case. I mean, being a Jewish audience in Ashkenaz myself, you know, I have it in my family and it's quite common. And the Black African population is one of the highest risk groups in South Africa, in the world, actually. So we definitely have more aggressive disease in South Africa. But if they had done what would be normally, you know, yearly screening tests, there's no doubt that they would have been able to treat this at an earlier stage without what he's going through now. He's fortunately going to be up, you know, up against some heavy treatment. And I think part of that maybe was a reluctance to have him being treated during a very visible campaign.
In terms of screening, at what age should men start with blood tests and a screening process? Take me through that.
Yeah, so unfortunately, it has become controversial because of some U.S. recommendations. And South Africa has had to come up with its own prostate cancer guidelines because we are such a unique population.
Right.
But we generally say 45 is when you should have your blood test. And if there's any risk, which is increased, so there's a family history, or if someone is of a Black African descent, they should have it at the age of 40. Right. And if your general practitioner sees that the range is very normal and healthy, then they'll often just repeat it in a year, or sometimes even less frequently. But if they see something that they detect is a little bit high, then you'll have to see someone like me, and we'll measure your prostate and do some bladder tests and see if it is a sinister growth or if it's just an enlargement from other things.
Right. And in terms of a PSA reading, what do you consider? What do we consider within a healthy range?
So nowadays, in most labs, will still give you a reference range. It used to be that the teaching was anything less than 4 is considered normal. It's hard to be precise with a number, but there are age-related ranges and race-related ranges, and most labs will give it to you. But when you see regular PSAs, things that, you know, someone who had a PSA of 1.5 and 6 months later is 3.5, to me, is a concern, even if maybe an 80-year-old has correct. And an 80-year-old could have a 4.2 going to a 4.6, and I don't even think he needs to see me. So it's quite variable, but the number that I think is easy to remember is 40 years old and a PSA of 4.0. Those are quite easy to remember. Right. That's when you should start thinking about your prostate.
Yeah. Do you find that South African men, in your experience, are taking care of themselves, or are they leaving it until they are at risk?
Yeah, it's interesting. So having been practicing in two different sort of worlds, the public healthcare system for many, many years, it's often a cultural thing. People just don't talk about these conditions. And when they do, they often try other things first, because the symptoms can be vague, you know, urinating symptoms, a little bit of discomfort. And when you come to more modern, you know, first world healthcare systems, it's routine. I mean, it's part of a routine annual medical test. And if there's a problem, your GP will recommend you see someone. So yeah, it should be a really curable disease. There should be very few people who are diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer in the modern era.
Mm. One of the comments that we often hear is that you can very often die with prostate cancer, not from prostate cancer. Is that valid?
Correct. Yeah. And not all prostate cancers are aggressive. So, you know, someone can die of heart disease, and then incidentally, you might find that he had a low-grade cancer, which we basically just acknowledge and just leave it alone. Mm. You know, we don't really treat if we think it doesn't have any potential. Because cancer is, you know, really harmful only because of its potential to spread. But if it's going to lay, you know, dormant and just, you know, not cause disease, and, you know, we'd rather leave it alone than subject someone to treatment, which may cause symptoms as well.
Mm, because it's all really about lifestyle. One of our listeners asking about King Charles, is that prostate cancer as well that he's suffering from?
Yeah, so it's a couple of high profile pictures in the last people in the last year. So King Charles had somewhat of a more common finding of cancer, low grade. He went for a routine surgery because he couldn't empty his bladder well, and his prostate had grown quite large. And incidentally, looking at the tissue, they found a bit of cancer, which, like I say, most people will have some cancer there. Right. And our Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu, didn't have prostate cancer, but he had to have a procedure to help him pass urine as well. So the older you get, the more likely it is that your prostate needs a bit of help.